can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today. Hi, I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting.
And this is Success Unlocked, Season 1. Let us explain.
So our mission here at Thanks for Visiting is to unite and equip short-term rental hosts to create unique and safe spaces-turned businesses, to strengthen guest and community trust so we can ensure the longevity and profitability of independent hosts. And of course, to bring more host voices to the forefront.
It's one thing to hear our perspective on short-term rental business building strategies, but we wanted to bring more value to you by introducing other incredible hosts to the Thanks for Visiting stage.
So we are excited to present to you this season of Success Unlocked, where our Hosting Business Mastery Membership coaches will discuss operations, social media, unique builds, co-hosting strategies, and so much more.
Today's show, The System Shakedown, is hosted by Wendy Doris. She owns a highly sought-after property management company in Scottsdale, Arizona. With 10-plus years of experience in the short-term rental space, Wendy has had tremendous amount of success in establishing efficient systems.
She has created seamless operations to allow her the opportunity to focus on increasing revenue and profits. Specifically, Wendy has perfected the design of her listings. And this isn't limited to physical design in the space. She has studied listing design to optimize booking results, and she is obsessed with the process. Let's get to today's episode.
Hi, guys. It's Wendy. Thank you for joining us on the show. And because I have a lot of anxiety about announcing or inviting the people into our podcast, I'm going to let them introduce themselves so I don't mess up their names. We have two fabulous co-hosts with us today. Colleen, introduce yourself.
I'm Colleen Prochaska. I co-host for Stay a While Hosting Co.
And I'm Amy Corbett, and I am the founder of a co-hosting business called All Belong Co.
Thanks for joining us. Okay, so Colleen, can you give us a little bit of your background? Because you started in hotels, and I think that's a really good, it's just a different perspective. She works with Sarah Karakayan, who you guys know also started in hotels. Tell us your background.
So I started working for Marriott Hotels in 2010 as a front desk agent. And then I became the GM of the hotel in 2014. And I remained in that role for 10 years. And then just very recently got into the short-term rental space with Sarah probably about 2 years ago, co-hosting with her business and handling her revenue management. And then I left hotels full time and worked for Thanks for Visiting.
So you've dealt with a shit ton of guests.
Yes, a ton. I've had tons and tons and tons of guests, multiple hotels in different markets, airports, suburbia, everywhere in between, different styles of guests, sports teams, business travelers, wedding parties.
And lots of problems.
Tons of problems.
Excellent.
Yes, flooded hotel rooms, smoke detectors, fires at every hotel I've worked at. That is not related to me. But yeah, everything under the sun.
You are well qualified.
Thank you.
Yes, this is going to be perfect for this episode because I'll tell you what the topic is here soon. But Amy, also a co-host, she runs her own business and has dealt with a lot of guests. Tell me how many properties are in your collective right now?
We've got somewhere around 30.
Right. And you've been doing it for how long?
About 5 years.
Okay. So the reason I wanted to have these two onto this episode, because we're going to talk about how to make getting your 5 stars easier. When you start, you don't really know what the guests are going to ask. You don't know what problems are going to arise. And you can just make it easier on yourself to get those 5 stars or even just have a more pleasant experience with hosting. And so I wanted to talk about some of those. And I know that's very vague. So I'm going to give you an example. And then I want you guys to give some examples of when things went wrong and how you handled it, or more importantly, the things you put in place so that these things don't happen again, right? So like, Yeah, fires aren't really going to happen all the time. Of course, we're going to be safe. But there's some of those day-to-day things that can just really put a damper on your stay, just from having a bad experience. So one of the things that constantly comes up for us, I'm in Scottsdale. We have pools with pool heaters. People show up looking to go swimming right away. And it's not warm enough for them. Even though we've heated it to 85 degrees, that's the resort temperature, recommended temperature. They come in and they're like, can you make it hotter? It's not warm enough. And we just can't because it's expensive. It costs about $1,000 a month to run a gas pool heater. And in like the months of December and January. So it's one thing that we've done, which has cut down on a lot of the complaints because we can't do anything about it, but we can set the expectations. So we have a pool tray. We call it a pool tray, but it's a tray on the counter because it's the first thing they want to do when they show up. There's a sign on the pool tray that says all the pool rules and then like the expectations. So like, hey, the pool is set to 85. It will fluctuate. The temperature will fluctuate. What else does it say? Oh, it's not a hot tub, right? It's not 100 degrees. So just keep that in mind. And then all the things to keep it, any accidents from happening or things going wrong. So we also then put the pool towels on there. We put some tumblers on there because we don't want glass around the pool. And then we are actually adding a water watcher lanyard for parents to wear when they are in charge of watching the kids at the pool. So this has cut down on so many complaints. Is as you guys know, when someone is booking, you're talking to one person in a group of however many, 4, 6, 8, 10. So only one person is getting this information. The other people in the party need to get it too. So that's really helped. I think we've gotten a lot more 5 stars because of it. And, you know, maybe we were getting 5 stars before because, you know, some people will just give 5 stars. But I can tell the guests are happier, just fewer complaints. So do you guys have anything like that you have implemented to make things more?
Yeah, I mean, I think a big thing is for us has been some signage and not like obnoxious signage where it's like overkill. But, you know, every property has like its quirks. So like one property, the shower to turn it from bathtub mode to shower mode. There's some little thing underneath the tub faucet that has to be pulled down. And a lot of people have just never done it that way. And so we were getting so many questions over and over again from guests, like, how do we turn on the shower? I think it's broken. And so by adding like a little small sign next to the shower, like, hey, this is how, you know, pull the thing, whatever it says. And then, signage about we have a train caboose that we've renovated and we don't have a full stove there. So we have these, what are those things called? The cooktop induction things.
Oh, an induction burner?
Yeah, with two little burners that you can pull out and use, but they don't start warming up until like pots are actually on it. Mm. And so guests were, again, like, hey, I don't think this is working. It's not turning on. So just by putting like that little piece of information, like, on a small, cute, branded, you know, sign next to where they would be doing it, it just cuts down on that extra time for our team and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, maybe you're not going to get a 4-star because of that, but you're definitely going to have a happier guest and they're going to tell someone else. I mean, I can tell you the frustration of not knowing how to use something is, or even where something is. We're staying in a hotel right now and they have this little bottle that you can fill up with water by the ice machine. The ice machine, there's a tag on it that says ice machine by the elevators. Guess what's not by the elevators?
Right?
not. And so I called, no one's answering. I call, finally get someone and they say, oh, it's not on the 7th floor. It's on the 8th floor. So I go to the 8th floor. Guess what's not on the 8th floor? So this is a 30-minute trek of trying to find water. I used tap water. I just gave up. But just the frustration of that, even though the rest of my experience has been fine, just like kind of brought it down. You know?
And you're a guest who's willing to call and ask. Mm-hmm. How many people don't want to mess with it? So they're like, oh, we don't have water. So, and then they're not going to ask. They're not going to seek help. And then they're just going to hit you on the review anyway.
Totally. Totally. And you have a guest maybe still there. We talked about this already. There is a skylight.
So this is a third floor walk up. There's no side windows. It's essentially a converted space. So the only way to get natural light is to have a skylight. And he says that the skylight is affecting his ability to sleep. And can we come cover it? Of course we can't. So let's just get the guest an eye mask so he can, you know, we can block out the light that way and still save the review.
Yeah. And now moving forward, you could probably do a couple of things. Provide eye masks or sleep masks. Or you could warn them in messaging before they arrived. Hey, if you're a light sleeper or, you know, whatever, bring a sleep mask.
Absolutely.
So that's one thing. I mean, like, it doesn't always have to be something that you do.
Yeah. Like, I've got a neighborhood where, you know, it's not going to be for everyone. And so, like, making that clear in the listing, but then guests have to actually read the listing to get that. So, yeah, like, some people are going to have potential for noise in different situations. And, yeah, I think just, like, the wording of it, and don't write a huge paragraph that people aren't going to be able to read. Like, make it clear, make it concise, so that, yeah, the expectations are set.
Yeah. But what do you guys think is the balance between proper listing and being obnoxious and scaring people away but setting expectations?
Well, you definitely have to mention lack of amenities that people would find normal. So you don't have air conditioning. If you, like,
Wi-Fi.
You may say that in your listing, but I would say it in the messaging before they book so that they have to agree to it. You know, so we agree to our house rules. This is something that saves so many headaches. When the request to book message comes out, that means somebody is requesting, they want to stay, and we have to approve them. We send a message that has all the house rules and then also any details about the house that may affect their stay. So a potential for noise, if there's no elevator and they have to walk upstairs. Let's see, the pool's not heated and people just assume they're going to be able to swim in December because it's quote unquote hot, which it is not. It's warm. So, you know, they want to use the pool. Let's be real. We started doing that because, one, people were breaking the house rules, and two, because of the pool heaters. Mm-hmm. And we don't really have houses that don't have pool heaters anymore. But we wanted them. We have it in the listing. We have it, like, in four different spots. But they would book and they're like, why is the pool so cold? Because it's 40 degrees at night. Like, they don't even think to ask if it should be heated.
Right.
So we just, you know, people are spending a lot of money to come to Scottsdale in high season. And for it to not be that experience that they're looking for and spending so much money.
You don't want to disappoint them. Like, yeah.
But we've done it in other markets. Like, we had a loft in downtown Cincinnati and there was a trolley that went by and potential for noise because there was a bar downstairs. And so we started doing it. I mean, once we start doing it with one property, we do it with everything, you know, across the board, because it just has changed things for the better. I mean, we'll have people request and then they'll read that and then they'll pull the request.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was like, ooh, you know, like, are we really being mean here? And then I sent a message like, was it something we said? And usually they'll message and say, oh, you know, my father-in-law smokes, so I just, you know, I don't want to disregard your house rules or whatever. So that's great.
I think 97%, 99 even percent of guests actually want to be good guests.
Yeah.
So if they see something that's not going to link up, then they're not going to stay, because I think most people are rule followers.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that a lot of it isn't about not wanting to follow the rules. It's about not reading.
Yeah.
Because there's so much information. Too long didn't read.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And just like I said, we've had this happen where people book. They're like, why, you know, why isn't the pool heated? Well, our pool isn't heated. Well, you never said that. And I sent screen captures like, this is where we mention it, four different places. Also, your wife agreed to it at booking. And then that was that. You know, I feel bad, but we can't do anything about it.
Right. It's definitely like a being proactive versus reactive. We do that and stay a while. There's the, if a guest, you know, you see the same thing over and over again, like we've talked about signage, we have a thermostat in one of our units that the brand of it is alarm.com. So tons of people will message and say, I need to adjust the temperature, but I can't tell, like this says alarm, whatever. So obviously you put a note on there that this is the thermostat. They know they can adjust it. And then we're grateful that those people sent us those messages, because how many people were uncomfortable in the unit, afraid to adjust the thermostat prior to that? Then there's other things, you know, we have a marathon here every year. So proactively messaging the guests that are going to be checking out on Sunday, like, hey, all of the roadways are going to be
jammed.
This morning.
Can say that on this podcast.
I don't know what I'm allowed to say, but okay. You know, that things are going to be rerouted and, you know, this is a better route for you, or pay close attention or whatever, you know, those types of things that come up that are one-offs that maybe we make note of it. Like, oh, we had a guest last year who couldn't figure out how to leave the space. So we got to make sure next year we take care of that.
Yeah, basically just taking the annoyances out of everyone's day, whether it's a one-time thing or all the time thing.
And it makes us better co-hosts as well, because we're not needing to answer that question 58 times. And we will get frustrated, but why are we frustrated? We know that question's coming. How many times have we seen it?
Right.
So let's you know, be proactive here.
Totally true. So another thing I wanted to talk about, and I wonder if you guys do this, is do you ever pick up the phone? Or I know that you have co-hosts in your business, Amy, and so do I. So a lot of times I'm saying, pick up the phone.
So much, you know, that we're dealing with is, when you're dealing with writing, I mean, the tone just doesn't come across the same as we can when we're just talking to someone. So my co-hosts, most of them are in their 20s, and it's just it's a different generation with those kids, and they're used to texting and writing their communication. But it is like, it's so important sometimes in some of the stickier situations. So much could be, you know, alleviated. That's the word I'm looking for. If we just pick up the phone and call the guest.
Yeah, this just happened to you, right?
Yes.
Colleen?
We had a guest check in. I could tell. So she checked in. She had issues with her door lock. Nothing on our end. But that happens, right?
User error.
And then I could tell from her message that she felt uncomfortable. And whether it was right or not, it doesn't matter. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to call her and make sure that. So I called her. I'm like, hey, so sorry. That's crazy. I know it's raining. Blah, blah, blah. But then I wanted to just essentially establish that connection and know that there's a real human behind the person that you're messaging. Had her try the door with me on the phone. I'm like, that way, you know, if it doesn't work and you're locked out, I'm right here or whatever. And then she said that was so cool. We timed it. We added it up. From her not being able to get in the door to me calling her was 22 seconds. And there's no way I'm not getting a 5-star review from that, because she knows we're there and that it's real, that we actually care.
Yeah. And you took the time to work with her on her opening the door.
Right.
You know, even if somebody can't get in and we want to press that button to let them in, which is fine, we still want them to practice so we know that they'll be able to use the door lock the next time. We don't have it to come up again, right? With the same person, especially.
The other time we'll call a guest is if we really don't want them to book and they're trying to book and they're trying to explain what they want to use the space for. And we've tried to communicate that that's, you know, your bridal party will not be comfortable here. There's not enough lighting. There's not enough for you to spread out the outlets, blah, blah, whatever it is. And then they love the house so much, of course. So they want to book. And then you want to call them and make sure that, again, that the expectation that they have, if we can meet it or not. Because the last thing you would want is a guest, a bridal party, anybody to show up somewhere and think that they can use the space one way and they can't. And I think sometimes that can come across different on messaging versus calling them and saying, hey, legitimately, we can't, your 8 girls cannot spread out here. You know, it's not going to work.
So. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to write a novel either.
No.
And I've had calls with people who want to have a certain vendor that we don't allow. And you guys know who I'm talking about. We host bachelorette parties at a lot of our houses, and they want a certain vendor to come, and we don't allow it because we've had a bad experience with noise and the neighbors getting upset. So, and they want this, you know, want this vendor to come. And so I finally just picked up the phone with one recent guest and was like, look, I know that you guys want this vendor, but we don't allow it anymore. We never did. We didn't know it was happening until it was too late. But for guests now, we just say it's not. We just can't allow it. And the reason is because it gets too loud. The neighbors get upset. They call the police and for a noise violation or whatever it is because of the noise ordinance. And now your bachelorette party is ruined. We just don't want that for you.
And the neighbors love it.
Oh, yeah. The neighbors love it. You know, we actually lost a house because of it. The owner had to sell because the neighbors were upset. So just talking those things out, like the back end things, that was the next thing I was going to talk about. Sometimes it just makes sense to explain your back end and how your operations work. Like, why can't we come early and drop our bags? And they don't understand. But I don't understand. We're just going to drop them off. Well, you know, that totally makes sense. And I understand. But
You had this situation just come up. And I thought you did a really great job of... How did you word it with that guest?
With the suitcase or the luggage?
Yeah. And he was wanting to check in early.
Oh, it's because it messes with the operation of our team. Like, they need to get the job done. And...
I think you use the phrase, like, we have a lot of moving parts.
Oh, yeah.
To get the home ready for you. Mm-hmm. I really like that phrase.
I'll continue to use that then.
We always tell our guests, we have no idea the footprint that the previous guest is going to leave. So we can't, I would hate to guarantee you something that we can't, you know, we don't know until we open these doors and see what the space looks like.
Right.
Obviously, we will do everything that we can. And Wendy, we just talked about this the other day. If we can get the guests in early, get them settled, and we know, like, we're good, like, we want to get them checked in early too. But reiterating that the reason why you booked here and we have such a high rating is because of our cleaning standards and the expectations, mm-hmm. and we need the time to be able to execute that.
Good one. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Like that. Time.
Yeah. And sometimes it's a lot of moving parts, like we said. And one of those things is we don't have garages. If our house has a garage, I should say we do have a few houses that have garages, but we don't have a lot. And so if somebody wants to drop their bags there, we will open the garage door and let them leave the bag there. They cannot enter the property and they cannot enter the backyard. And the reason is because we have a lot of people that show up at 8 a.m. because they're flying from the East Coast and their flights land at like 8 a.m. So they want to come right away. Well, check-in isn't until 4. I totally understand that. But we've had people, they're so tired from waking up at 3 their time that they come in, they're touring the property. Oh, look at this. This is great. They put their bags down. We've had people pass out on the couch. We've had people, like, I don't know if they're hungover or whatever, but like sick and laying on the couch. And our cleaning team's trying to clean around them. And they feel awkward because this is not their job. Or we have people walking around the pool, getting super excited. Like, we want you to see the property when it is ready and welcoming you, not when it's like kind of a shit show and a disaster because everything is torn up, the laundry is being done, and we're trying to get it ready. So one of the things we've done is we offer a company they can call to hold their luggage.
Well, that's good. Or don't you also ask them if they're getting in early, like, go ahead and reserve, you know, think about reserving the night before, because then you can check in early at any time when you do land at your convenience.
Yes, we sell a lot of extra days that way and usually discounted because we know they're not going to stay the whole time. But at last minute, we're probably not going to book that one night anyway. And we tell them, like, if you do not reserve the night before, there's no guarantee you'll have check-in. In fact, it will be unlikely because we'll have maintenance scheduled even if there was no one booked, you know, or we'll be doing deep cleans or whatever we do.
Is that part of your flow? If somebody requests an early check-in, you offer an early, like, you have a system in place where they offer a discounted rate for maybe to add the...
Yeah, it's constantly changing as I find the words to use. But... just recently someone asked and we had told them you can have the date night for $150. Like, their nightly average might be $400 and we're offering that day for $150, but they see it as, well, I'm not staying the night.
Right.
I don't want to spend that. So we charge $25 an hour for early check-in up to 4 hours. So that's noon. So you're getting in at 8 a.m. You still have all that time until noon before you can come. Well, I handled this situation. I didn't do it well. I didn't explain what our early check-in rate is. And he's like, well, why didn't you say that in the beginning? Like, they would have just booked the day. And I was like, you're right. Went into my canned messages that I have set up and I added that, like, here are your options. You can book the night before if it's available at X rate, and we figure out what that is. The second option is you can be a gambler, like, take the risk.
Yeah.
If some, you know, if someone books, you're probably not going to get it. You're not going to, if somebody's checking out that day, you're not going to get an early check-in. I'm just telling you right now.
That's one thing you just brought up about the guest saying, well, why didn't you tell me? And you're like, you're right. I think, which a bunch of my old employees will probably roll their eyes if they hear me say this, but one of the things I used to tell my associates all the time is, we're not going to say the guest complained that they had to pay. We're going to say the guest provided valuable feedback that it would have been better. We never allowed to say that the word complain, because ultimately the, you know, in my case at a fitness center of a hotel, for example, who's going to be the first one that's going to know that the elliptical machine isn't working? It's the guest. Yeah. You need that guest to provide that feedback. You need the guest to tell you that messaging was confusing, because we look at it every single day. The guest is the expert in our space, not us. They're the ones who are using it as a guest. We'll never have that fresh set of eyes. So you have to hear that feedback and then make those adjustments appropriately so that, as you said, now you have a canned message to make it go, so that the next guest isn't confused and potentially revenue for you, you know,
right.
The more seamless for everybody, the higher stars, the more revenue.
Yeah. I mean, I think we get so defensive when, as hosts, when we get feedback, and that's just a lot of times our natural, you know, default mode. But if we can, like Wendy did, like when feedback comes in, if we can look at it with a very objective view and really use that to level up our own hosting and our businesses, that is definitely going to get us higher reviews.
Want to know our best kept hosting secrets? They're all inside our STR must-haves master list, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The must-haves master list is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE must-have master list by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best host didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
Even when you're delivering bad news, like, sorry, you know, you can deliver it in a way, whether it's by calling or just explaining the process and why they can't. They might not like the answer still. The answer is still no, but at least they understand why, right?
And stay a while. Sarah's policy is it always needs to be no, but.
Yeah,
like, no, but we can do X, Y, and Z. And even if it's something as simple as no, but this coffee shop for the next hour until we have a space ready is where we get our favorite coffee. Whatever it is, it has to be
right
something.
Right. Or we always say in All Blanco, we are yes people. So if we have to say no, then it's going to be followed up with, like you're saying, no, we don't allow photography, but there's this great studio, you know, downtown. Or no, we can't do that, but here's what we can offer you. We can offer you an hour late checkout. Just kind of having some things in our back pocket so that we can say yes.
And then taking that a step further, how many times are you getting asked those things, and do you need to make a change in your operation, or is there a revenue opportunity in your operation?
That's a great question.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that we made a change with, I think it was last year, I was just getting so sick of saying no. Like all of our messages, I feel like after you've done this, I've been doing this 5 years, you're 5 years, you've been in this a long time. How many times are you telling people no? I feel like everything we were saying, and actually it wasn't me, it was my sister, Ashley, who co-hosts for us at Moses. She said, I'm really sick of saying no. And I'm like, hell yeah, I am too. And so I just started going down this rabbit hole, as I do. How can I say yes? So we changed our request to book message to a way of telling people the rules without saying no. You cannot have glitter. No smoking. No this. So we changed it to a message that's kind of, it's supposed to sound like a dating app. So like,
I love this.
I got to think of how it's phrased, but I actually did go on like, I Googled like dating app profiles or whatever. And so it's like, one of my houses is called the Duck Pond. The Duck Pond is looking to host a guest that is looking to invite in someone who is a non-smoker, loves pets, but will leave them at home.
Oh, that's great.
Enjoys the outdoors, but will bring it inside after 10 p.m. And so, you know, like it's a way great. Of...
That is so fun.
It's after a while, don't you start getting so pissed off at just all the things that you just start saying, no, stop it. And you can see it in other people's messages when they've had enough.
Yes.
Like, don't even think about doing this.
You can tell when a host has been burned so many times because there's just all those no's and the house rules just become so lengthy that it almost is off-putting before you've even, as a guest, if you've even, you know, before you've even stayed.
Yeah. And then it carries on to the signs in that property. Like, yes. Don't do this. Absolutely no smoking. Don't even think about whatever.
Yeah.
I stayed at a space like that. This is kind of snarky, but I stayed at a space like that. And then I thought, well, less signage and like dust your baseboards. Like it just, because now I'm put off. So now I'm like annoyed with them and I'm looking at their space. And I'm like a little bit less of that and more of like attention to detail, ma'am. Like I wanted to say that. I didn't.
Yeah. And like,
I didn't say that.
Am I even welcome here? Like,
right.
Do you actually want me
do
here?
Do you even like hosting?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're put in a position where you're like, this person doesn't even want me to be here.
Right.
And now you're on the lookout for problems.
Mm-hmm. And you're on pins and needles. Like, don't use that glass. Like, don't, I told my kids, don't even open that. Don't reach in there. Don't look. Actually close your eyes. Don't even go in there.
We'll just get takeout and throw everything away.
Yes.
Okay. So, trying to think of anything else that is along this lines where, like just stop the madness, stop banging your head against the wall and make it easier on everyone, right? Find a solution, find a way to say yes. Like you said, like, okay, no, we can't come cover the skylight, but we can get you an eye mask. Just last week, we throw out the ice between every guest in the ice maker. And maybe they didn't do it till the last minute. So now there's no ice and it hasn't made any yet. So the people come in and they're like, there's no ice here. And instead of being like, well, it'll make it eventually. Sorry about your luck. Guess what? People are coming here to have some margaritas. So they need some ice. So I just have DoorDash bring a bag of ice. Comes in like 10 minutes. So just be the solution. Make a solution, make the guest happy and move on.
The same thing goes for maintenance issues that you couldn't necessarily fix in between a guest. Calling those out ahead of time to the guest. So maybe we have previously had a crack in one of the windows, not an interior, but you know, it's like a double pane window, whatever. But you still want to message them so you don't look like a negligent host. Right. So you're like, hey, when you arrive, like this poses no threat to you in any way, but just want to make sure you know that I know that it's there. And because it's so embarrassing to get a message from a guest. It's like, hey, I'm not sure if you are aware of that, whatever. And it's like, well, of course I'm aware of that, but how would they know that? And what are they thinking when they check in? And they, same thing, are they looking for something? So just being proactive with your guest.
Mm-hmm. And can we talk about check-in for just a minute? Because
bring it.
Check-in is like everything.
Yes.
If check-in is not good, then they're going to, like you said, they're going to be looking for more things. So you've got to be ready if your guest, like do the preventative things. Imagine you're coming into a completely strange place at night. Maybe it's rural. Like there are no lights anywhere. Like what can you do preventatively to, you know, make that experience totally comfortable? There needs to be a motion light coming on or some solar light that's still on, a dusk till dawn light. The keypad needs to work. And there needs to be a backup key on site just in case Wi-Fi went down. All the things that we can do to just make check-in smooth. That is so important. People have been traveling all day. Mm-hmm. They're exhausted. they just want to get in. I mean, they got to go to the bathroom. They got to just put their stuff down, get out of the car from, you know, the people like they don't want to be with anymore after a long car ride. But yeah, we just need to, we need to make check-in seamless.
And acknowledging when does check-in start? Check-in starts when they receive the message about how they're getting to the space. Mm-hmm. Check-in starts when they pull in, like, is your grass cut? Does your home look well kept? Like, is your door, your exterior door clean? Yes. Like, you know, like, what is that first
impression?
Yes. And that starts, like, what is the smell in the common space before you actually enter your unit? Like, check-in starts long before you actually open the front door of the building.
That's good. Yeah.
Even after check-in, we have a settled-in message. We call it our settled-in message. It goes out around 8 p.m., I believe. And it's like not too late where they're maybe going to bed. And it's not too early. Like, they still might be arriving, right? So we say, as soon as you're settled in, let us know if you have any questions. By the way, and this is for every single house, depending on the quirks of that house, here are some quirks to our house. It has a 2 HVAC units. The one thermostat is by the primary bedroom. The other one is here. And then here's how you use the coffee machine, because we know how important coffee is in the morning. So anything that's like that quirky thing that they're not going to figure out on their own. And, you know, maybe we have signs there at the house, but there's only so many signs you can put in a house.
And you don't need to put that necessarily in the like check-in message with all the details. Oh, and this and this and this. So I like how
too much.
I love a follow-up that says, here's the quirks of the house, because that's going to stand on its own. And actually, because those welcome messages are too long. They have to be, right? You have to. You need to provide all that, but it's way too much. That is such a good message.
I like that too. You're brilliant.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. And a lot of people are like, oh, thank you so much. I am going to need that coffee.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't, In the instance of the HVAC, you don't want them like one room is burning up and it happens to be the primary because that's where that second HVAC zone is.
Or maybe there's just like a weird noise that your fridge makes or something, you know, that might be like unsettling to a guest. And then if you like bring it up, like you were saying earlier, Colleen, it just helps put guests at ease.
Yeah. And it's important to get that information at the right time, right? Like you said, the welcome message is too long. It's already a novel. Give them the information when they need it. Another message we send out is timed by the day, not necessarily by the reservation. So if someone's staying there on Tuesday, then on Monday night, they'll get a message that a pool tech is coming tomorrow or the landscaper's coming tomorrow. Because guess what? Ladies don't like when random men walk into the backyard.
Is that true?
Well, maybe they do.
No, it is.
They don't.
Yeah, I've had so many
ladies
guests.
Don't like random men. You can actually end the sentence right there.
Right.
That's true. And some, we have all types of guests. And who knows what they're doing back there? They might be skinny dipping. So we have that message saying, hey, our pool tech is coming tomorrow. There is not a specified time for their arrival. They'll only be there for 15 minutes and, you know, making sure the pool's okay, and then they'll be out, or the landscaper. And usually we get a message back like, hey, cool, thanks for the heads up. Mm-hmm. And
so let's say they write back and they say, do they have to come during my stay?
They do.
And he's like,
sometimes they
do. Yes, no, they do. They'll be there.
Yes. And we just say, hey, these are outside vendors and they do not work around our schedule. I mean, if they were in-house, that would be great. And I don't even know then if you can run a business that way.
No.
But we do have a message that goes out that we send manually if we know the pest control people are coming. Mm-hmm. We try to work it around because that person we are scheduling, you know, if the person's there for a long time, they don't want chemicals sprayed around. I mean, treatment. We're not going to call
treated.
It chemicals.
The house is chemicals. Treated.
And we actually shouldn't say pests, right? We should be like, what?
Let's not talk about it anymore.
Yeah, end it.
The home will be treated.
The home will be treated with the utmost respect by somebody who has something, a little spray.
Expertise.
Remove friends that we don't want to be our friends. So anyway, I think the messaging is super important. It's really cut down on a lot of the, I don't know. I just feel like we don't have as much backlash isn't the right word. But, you know, the expectations are set because They're getting the information when they need it and they're not overloaded. I think.
And it's all in wording too, right? Like if you're like, well, unfortunately, this guy is going to have to come by and do the pool. It's like, hey, we want you to keep using the pool and having a great time. So they'll be by at 10, you know, like that's a totally, those are two totally different narratives.
It's the yes and not the no.
Mm-hmm. You should never say unfortunately, basically ever, right?
Right.
As soon as you open that sentence, whatever you say after that, I already know it's trash. Like, oh, well.
Unless there's like, but unfortunately, blah, blah, blah.
But because they came to take care of the pool, you'll be able to use it.
Yeah, you'll be able to keep swimming.
Yes. I've got another idea of a way that we started getting more five-star reviews. I was just getting tired of guests who come and like, they have a great stay and everything in their review was like, this was great, but they still gave a 4-star review. And you're like, hey, like, what's the disconnect here?
There's
and
I not even any feedback to go on.
Yeah, right. So I actually found these magnets on Etsy and it kind of has a review explanation system on it. Looks good. And it kind of helps guests like lay out like, when you give a 5-star, this is what you're saying. Like, I had a great stay. A 4-star is there were several things that did not meet my expectations. You know, like,
yes,
that has just been a game changer for us. You know, we don't take our listing photos with that magnet on there, but that's something that we put up for hosting.
Mm-hmm.
We did that tons in the hotel. It's just called brainwashing the guest. But basically, any associate, you ask them how they are, whatever, they say excellent. So at any given time, a guest may have heard the word excellent 15 times during a stay.
Oh.
So then they check out, they get that survey. Well, how was your experience? It was excellent. And you will be mind blown at how many people leave a comment that says excellent. That's all they say. And it's like because you brainwash them by just like, and it's like our Wi-Fi password, we would make it perfect 10. In hotel world, it's a 10. Still love hotels, so still give your hotels a 10. But like, it would always be perfect stay 10. That's your password, because again, just as much as brainwashing as you can do.
5-stars will be our
Wi-Fi
password.
5-stars. Yeah.
5-stars.
5-star experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or after the morning after message and they say, oh, everything's great. I always reply, I'm so glad your stay is perfect. Thank you. Let us know. Just nuggets.
Here's another reminder that your stay has been perfect.
It's been perfect. Did you hear me? Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
That makes me want to plant something like freaking
you
awesome.
You should. Try it at one house. Use a word at one house and just see if you notice it in your, you will, but it's crazy.
I'm going to say, has your stay been freaking awesome?
Yeah.
How are you today? Freaking awesome?
Are you freaking awesome or not? Yeah.
Isn't it like amazing all the things that we've done or thought of over the years that you can't even remember that you did it to just alleviate the problems.
Yes.
Right.
And it's crazy because you're actually not reinventing the wheel. Like hospitality is hospitality is hospitality, but you can perfect your wheel, right? And like, as long as you keep an open mind and you're still learning and you're not taking things personally, that's the number one thing. And it's so hard to not take it personally, but you have to have these guests tell you what's going on. And then you have to do something with that information. You have to. Otherwise.
Yeah. I mean, even with when we do get a star rating that we're not happy with.
It wasn't 5-stars.
Yeah, exactly. Any number below 5. I reach out to them and just say, hey, see that you gave us 4-stars. Was there anything that didn't meet your expectations? There might be somebody that will be like, oh, everything was fine. I just never give 5-stars. I'm like, seriously?
Then Airbnb should not allow them to take a review.
You did not read the magnet.
Yeah.
I don't have a magnet. It's my own fault.
Which also, at that point, you already have the review. You don't have anything to lose in reaching out. And I, ultimately, we're helping all hosts by doing that, by saying, hey, just so you're aware, like, we all, like, the 5-star is so crucial to our business operation. There's nothing wrong with telling a guest that.
Yeah.
And especially if they already tanked you, which they don't know a 4 is tanking you, but you are tanking me when you give me a 4. So, like, you educate them. If they never give 5-stars and that's like their weird position, then it would actually be better if they didn't take a survey then or didn't take a review, you know?
Yeah.
Something wrong with shaming the guests a little bit.
There's a little bit wrong with shaming the guests. But there is a place for, let's call it educating.
Yes. See, that's changing the wording. And then look.
Yes.
Educate the guests on how important the reviews are.
Changing the narrative.
Change the narrative.
Yeah, I mean, like a 5-star, 4 versus 5-star in Airbnb is completely different than one on Google.
Yes.
If a restaurant has a 4.5, it's a decent restaurant. It's
still good.
If you have a 4.5 on Airbnb,
you're trash.
You're not freaking amazing or awesome, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So
excellent.
Yeah, that.
Obviously my brainwashing is just wait.
Okay, it'll work in a few minutes, I'm sure.
Something else I think Sarah has talked about that might be worth us talking about is how we as hosts will do a better job taking our cues from the hospitality industry, meaning look at what hotels have done and perfected over the years, because they know what it takes to get these. They don't necessarily get reviews like the Airbnb review system, but they have hosted so many guests. Like, look at what they're doing. Look at every little thing. It is intentional, every detail. And I think that's another thing that blew my mind when she kind of made some connections for us in our HBMM community. It really made me pause and realize there are things that I can, you know, of course we're residential, but there are so many things that we can take from the commercial hospitality world into our hosting to get those excellent reviews too. Can y'all think of any examples?
There were so many adjustments from going from hotels to Airbnb world for me, all stemming from that exact thing. We don't, you know, at a hotel, you have 5 million square feet of space. So if a guest wants to check in early and we don't have a room ready, which why wouldn't we have a room ready? You know what I mean? We would just get one ready in 15 minutes. We'd all run to the room and everyone would take an area of the hotel room and get it ready. But if we couldn't, then we would just store it like in our luggage storage area, right? And then if a guest needed, you know, they forgot their pack and play, they forgot, they really wanted to try a Cincinnati flavored ice cream, they heard about Skyline but they weren't sure. I mean, we have this massive staffing that can run out, and we would do all these surprise and delight opportunities for guests. I mean, every single day, multiple times a day. Or a TV's not working and it's 10 o'clock at night. Well, we have a maintenance guy that's on duty mm-hmm. for that exact reason.
Right.
So in the Airbnb world, you have to be so much more on your game because it is just you. You don't have this massive staff that can support all of those little things. So your inspection process, your pre-arrival process, it has to be so dialed in that you're anticipating any single thing that can come up with a guest. A perfect example is the coffee maker. In the hotel world, if the guest calls down and they're coffee maker is not working. Well, when you go up there to look at that coffee maker, hotels have coffee brewing at all times. So I'm coming up with a cup of coffee. So while I'm troubleshooting a coffee maker, you know, an associate, whoever, then you hand them a coffee when you're doing it. So we're already squared up, right? Like, so that's just bonus if the coffee maker is working. Well, in Airbnb world, you might be 10, 15 minutes away. You might be remote co-hosting. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts there, right? Which I love your DoorDash thing. So just DoorDash them a Starbucks. Like, hey, I'm going to figure this out. But in the meantime, what's your Starbucks order? I'll just send you one.
Yeah. I mean, from we co-hosted on a property that was in downtown Cincinnati. I live in Phoenix. My co-host Ashley who lives in Chicago. So there was no other option. We can't run to the property. So we had our people on the ground and we had backup idea after backup idea. Yeah. So whether it's Instacart bringing something or DoorDash bringing ice or our cleaning person bringing a bottle of wine, obviously we're paying her to do that and paying for the wine. But you just have those backup plans in case something goes wrong. You can be as close. I mean, you're going to take ideas from the hotel and you might not be able to implement it, but you're going to do it in your own way, right? I mean, something in our hotel room right now that I'm like, gosh, that's a good idea, is you open the closet and the light turns on.
Yes, I love that.
I mean, it's like a wardrobe and it's got the suitcase thing right in there, stand. All my stuff is in there. I close the doors and I don't have to look at it anymore. And, you know, some of those things are really easy. Even like if we have a bachelorette house and, you know, there's a lot of girls getting ready at the same time. We have full-length mirrors in every room. There's obviously the vanity in the bathrooms, but if there's two bathrooms and eight girls, that's not going to work. So we have the makeup mirrors with the lights on them, like on a desk, which is like really a makeup station in the bedrooms. And we take the closet doors off. Like there's no reason for closet doors. There's luggage. The doors just get in the way. So we put the makeup station in the closet. There's still hangers where they can hang clothes. They can get ready right there. I mean, we're just anticipating their every, we're trying to anticipate their needs.
Yeah. And even like the curtains at hotels, there's going to be your shears, but then there's always going to be blackout curtains. Mm-hmm. Like the hospitality industry commercially, like they know that guests want to come and get a good night's sleep. And, you know, being able to provide that is huge.
True. So I can't wait till we come up with more ideas and have to have another episode.
Yeah. We could keep riffing forever.
We could. Riff. Well, I think that we have run out of ideas for a minute until we turn this off and come up with two more or three more. But we're definitely going to brainwash with excellence.
I had an excellent time with you ladies on this podcast today.
I also had a freaking awesome time with you.
Excellent.
It was excellent.
And let me know.
Okay.
I actually do want you to do that.
5 stars.
Yeah.
I give this one five stars.
It was 5 out of 5.
Can you guys tell us where people can find you or where your houses are and where they can book?
Sarah's houses are in Columbus. Her business is staywildhostingco.com. Please come visit us in Columbus for a Buckeyes game.
Request a book and she will tell you how.
If you request a book, it'll be me.
And you're going to tell them how they're going to have an excellent stay.
And it will be excellent. Yeah. Even just if you go to the website, it'll be excellent experience for you. So,
and you can find our All Belong Co. properties at allbelong.co, not .com, because we're All Belong Co. And we are mostly located in Lynchburg, Virginia, most of our properties, but we do have other properties in other states. So we even have a couple in Ohio, ladies.
We're in Ohio.
We have one in Ashland and one in Apple Valley Lake.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So that's fun. But we will give you that 5-star stay.
They won't even need the magnet upon arrival because they will already know.
Yeah.
5 stars.
You'll just know. It's going to be excellent.
That's right. We're going to set it up that way.
Freaking awesome.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.